1420 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The U.S. has approved $20 billion in arms sales to Israel, including scores of fighter jets and air-to-air missiles. This as Israel braces for an expected attack from Iran. CBS News correspondent Remy Innocenzio has more from Tel Aviv.
Leaders and top officials not only of the United States, but also the U.K., Germany, France, and even the Vatican are trying to talk Iran down from retaliating against Israel. But Tehran said that retribution is, quote, a right to stop even more Israeli aggression. The militant group Hezbollah, its proxy to the north in Lebanon, may time its own revenge with Iran's strike. Both blame Israel for the assassinations of top leaders 2 weeks ago.
Gokhan Gun, a civilian employee of the Department of Defense, was arrested by the FBI as he was waiting on a rideshare to an airport. CBS News national security correspondent Charlie Daggett tells us why.
He's accused of printing around 3,400 pages of documents since starting his job at the Air Force in 2023, most of which were unclassified. Court papers detail several consecutive nights where he was observed printing documents close to the end of his shift with file names matching intelligence reports bearing top secret with visible classification markings.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Governor Tim Walz is fighting back against criticism from opponent Senator J.D. Vance of his retirement years ago from the National Guard and how he described his service.
I firmly believe you should never denigrate another person's service record. Anyone brave enough to put on that uniform for our great country, including my opponent, I just have a few simple words. Thank you for your service and sacrifice.
Senator Vance served in the Marines. Opening statements are expected to begin Wednesday in the murder trial of Las Vegas area politician Robert Tellis, accused of killing an investigative reporter, former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
The allegations are that the politician, the defendant here, Robert Tellis, was upset at a reporter who had said negative things about him. And in fact, that seems to have been the motive alleged for this crime.
There are reports tonight of a preliminary magnitude 4.4 earthquake near Las Vegas. Tropical storm Ernesto is just northeast of Puerto Rico now, expected to become a hurricane in the coming hours. Pedro Pierluisi is the governor.
We expect wind forces approaching 60, it could be even higher, miles per hour. Ocean conditions are going to be pretty bad, so stay away from the ocean.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters say no to two questions to amend the state constitution. Here's Melissa Kay.
The executive branch will retain the sole power to execute all federal funds, as it has since 1930. This means when federal funds are directed to the state, the governor has the power to accept them and get those funds quickly to where they are most needed. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Rebecca Cook is the projected winner in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary in western Wisconsin. She was leading by 6 points at last check. Numbers were coming in much slower in the Republican primary in the 8th U.S. House race in northeast Wisconsin, where Tony Weed was up by 4 points. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the series between L.A. and Milwaukee tonight at AmFam Field. The Crew losing Game 1 last night 5-2. The Dodgers' Shohei Ohtani with a home run that traveled 424 feet. And Mookie Betts, back in his first game since breaking his left hand, had a 2-run homer with 3 RBI. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, two of the best players in the game hit a home run. I thought Freddie Peralta was fantastic, but the 4 runs came on 2 infield hits and 2 home runs. And again, granted, another great player got the hit. But we had our opportunity, you know, to do that.
College football, the Badgers competition at quarterback continues. Tyler Van Dyke versus Braden Locke. Head coach Luke Fickell says it's a good problem to have.
As everybody wants to ask about the quarterback position and who's number one and who's number two, where I feel as good as anything is we've got two really good, really capable quarterbacks.
That's Luke Fickell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, mostly clear skies, a little patchy fog. Temperatures dropping to the upper 50s. At daybreak, our winds will be light. We should see mostly sunny skies Wednesday, highs in the lower 80s. Showers, a few storms arriving for Wednesday night. Currently 62 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll be live on location at Volk Field with the Wisconsin Air National Guard's Northern Lightning. A great training exercise. Learn all about aircraft, pilots, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Cancel.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is our old buddy Andy Kroll, the reporter with ProPublica. He used to be the Washington Bureau chief for Rolling Stone. He's the author of A Death on W Street, The Murder of Seth Rich and the Age of Conspiracy. You can find his work over at ProPublica.com these days, on Twitter, at ProPublica, or at Andy Kroll, K-R-O-L-L. Andy, great to have you back with us. Thanks for joining us. This amazing piece about the 14 hours of video that y'all discovered. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so, you know, your audience, Tom, has probably heard a decent amount at this point about Project 2025, this playbook plus blueprint plus kind of administration in waiting. That's been put together by a bunch of conservative think tanks, some MAGA activists and operatives. It's based out of the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. You know, what's gotten the most attention with Project 2025 so far is its 900-page policy document laying out what the next Republican president, obviously that would be a Donald Trump presidency, what that administration should do on policy if they got elected. Now, what's gotten less attention is that Project 2025 also has an entirely different pillar of its work, where it is recruiting, training, and vetting thousands of people who could be political appointees that would go and work inside a Trump administration if Donald Trump wins in November. And so part of that massive workforce personnel training plan are a huge trove of videos, which we were provided by a source and that we reported on for this story. And the videos are fascinating watching. They cover some pretty extreme policy proposals. They kind of convey the wisdom, lessons learned, you know, learning from your mistakes from people who were in the first Trump administration. And some of the videos are just a really sort of nitty-gritty nuts and bolts education in how the federal government works and how to navigate in the federal government if you are trying to put in motion a very conservative policy and political agenda.
Now, Trump has been trying to back away from Project 2025 pretty enthusiastically, pretty aggressively, because, you know, obviously the more we learn about it, you know, the more people are just horrified by it. But my understanding is that 29 out of the 36 speakers on the videos that you guys watched, and thank you for watching them so we don't have to, that 29 out of the 36 were actually Trump people.
Yeah, that's right. There is this claim out there that the Trump campaign and Donald Trump himself have repeatedly made that Project 2025 has nothing to do with Donald Trump, his campaign, his political operation. On the face of it, before we published our story about these videos, as well as, by the way, all 14 videos in their entirety on our website, ProPublica.org. But before we did that, there were all kinds of connections between Donald Trump and Project 2025. These videos just underscore the depths of those connections and the fact that those connections are not just that Donald Trump, say, flew on a private jet with the head of the Heritage Foundation, which is the driving force behind Project 25. Not just that Trump in 2022 gave a speech at a Heritage Foundation event praising all the work that Project 2025 and Heritage were doing. The videos that we published, which again were not meant to be public, they were meant to be private training videos that we published. The videos contain all of these speakers. They show all of these speakers who have worked in every corner of the federal government under Donald Trump during his presidency. We're talking about the Justice Department, the Interior Department, Health and Human Services, the White House, the National Security Council, the Office of Management and Budget, the Presidential Personnel Office. I could go on and on and on, but I don't want to waste your time, Tom. But this is, you know, Project 2025 and these videos are the collected teachings, wisdom, advice, prescriptions of Trump-connected individuals, alums of his first administration. They just expose in greater relief the lie that is Donald Trump saying he has nothing to do with Project 2025.
Have you guys put together a highlights reel? I looked and I didn't see one, but maybe I missed something. Where, you know, for the media, where you've got, you know, little 20 and 30 second clips that could be played from these things.
Yeah, we did a little bit of that in the main story. There are four or five short clips that correspond with the quotes. But if you have viewers out there who are handy with, video editing software, and they want to go through and do a super cut of the Project 2025 videos.
Yeah, I think
we would
really
love
cool.
to see it.
Yeah, it would be amazing. Let's talk about some of the specifics that these people are suggesting, where they're talking to each other and they're getting very serious about exactly how to do it. Your discretion, you know, pick some of the things that you think might most cause people to raise their eyebrows and tell us what they're saying.
Sure. Well, here's the first obvious one. There is a moment in one of these videos where a former Trump official, while she is talking about climate change and essentially saying that climate change is either exaggerated or fake, she gives this advice to anyone watching the video, which again are people who are potential future political appointees, people who are doing the day-to-day work of a future Trump administration. She tells these viewers that they should, quote, eradicate, end quote, every reference to climate change in federal government documents that they encounter if they're serving in government. Eradicate all climate change references. So that's a pretty radical notion.
That's what Ron DeSantis
right
did down in Florida, isn't it?
It is what Ron DeSantis did down in Florida. And, that is not helping Florida grapple with the very real, undeniable effects of climate change. Florida, of all states, should be taking it seriously.
This is going to be an homage to Charles Koch and his fossil fuel buddies, I would think.
Well, it's just emblematic of a conservative movement that is funded by fossil fuel titans like the Kochs, funded by climate denier organizations. It has spent the last 20 to 30 years sowing doubt about the very grave reality of climate change and trying to sap out any urgency to tackle that issue. You're talking about eradicating the word itself. I mean, you're getting into a sort of borderline Orwellian kind of situation when you're actually talking about removing even just the words themselves from government documents.
I don't think it's borderline at all. But you were going to move on to another example.
Yeah, well, abortion rights are a big issue in the 2024 election. Donald Trump is trying to walk this very uneven line of not alienating his MAGA base, which, you know, some of whom want a national abortion ban outright, but also the sort of majority of voters who are abhorred by the feel that policy is abhorrent and oppose it. In these videos, you have a speaker who describes abortion straight up as murder, and says that, you know, the left uses these code words like reproductive health to distract the American public from the reality that, and again, quoting her, that abortion is quote unquote murder. And so if you want to know about the kinds of messages that are being taught to future Trump appointees on the question of abortion, well, you've got it right there about as black and white as you could possibly get it.
I'm assuming that they don't go so far as to talk about banning birth control, although numerous Republicans around the country have gone there in the last 6 months or so.
Birth control doesn't come up in the videos, but you see the rhetoric around this issue, obviously, on the campaign trail and in the words of other candidates and activists out there. You also see it in the Project 2025 policy playbook as well. There's a lot more in there about access to reproductive health care and, you know, things like mifepristone, for instance. So you combine what's in that document, what's in these videos, and it's a pretty draconian vision for reproductive rights.
Yeah, they want to block everything except Viagra. I get it. Andy, as a reporter, who I have tremendous respect for you. You know, we've talked many times over the years, and you are you're just brilliant. And I'd like to get your thoughts on something. The Iranians, apparently, if the story is true, hacked into at least Roger Stone and possibly some other people in the Trump campaign and released this Oppo research on J.D. Vance and apparently also on Marco Rubio. And, you know, when the Russians did this 8 years ago, everybody took the data and just publicized it. Now we learn that Politico, The Washington Post, and The New York Times all have these hundreds of pages of documents of, you know, nasty stuff on these people. And they're saying, well, it wouldn't be appropriate to publish it because it came from a hostile government. I'm curious your thoughts on the hypocrisy or the elevation of standards. You know, I suppose you could characterize this two different ways. And, you know, how long can they keep this stuff under wraps?
It's a really interesting situation, and the echoes with 2016 are so real that they almost kind of give me goosebumps a little bit. I mean, yeah. I covered that campaign just like you did, and I remember sort of feeling out in real time, how do we navigate this situation? You know, what I've come to believe, or what we believe at ProPublica, is that people come forward to you with information all the time. And you have to, well, they come forward to you with information. And getting in the business of trying to divine your sources' motives, divine the backstory of the material that they've given you, how they got it, things like that, that is not foremost what matters.
It seems like a rabbit
to us
hole
as journalists. Yeah, I mean, and people will bring you newsworthy information potentially in, you know, that they've obtained in ways that the journalists can't do. And you know, there are very clear ethical guidelines there. What we do at ProPublica, and what I think news organizations have to do everywhere, is answer two questions. Number one, is this information authentic? Is it true? Mm-hmm. Can you verify it? Can you check it with the people?
Right. And this stuff has been authenticated now.
It has been authenticated. That's exactly right. And then the second question is it newsworthy? Mm-hmm. It could be real, but, you know, doesn't really matter. It doesn't rise to the level of a news story. But is it newsworthy? You know, in the case of our story here, the source came to us with these videos. We communicated with the source. We did all of the work that we needed to verify them, authenticate them, fact check them. And then I watched them all, yeah, and decided, yeah, there's news in here. Yeah. What I don't understand, we have not received this information. I haven't, at least. Right. And I don't know if this second question has been satisfied yet. It's a little curious.
Yeah, it makes sense.
That the first question has been answered, but the second one is outstanding.
Yeah, we're out of time here. Andy Kroll, a great reporter over at ProPublica.com, or .org, excuse me. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food dog whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to talk about minimum payments on credit cards. Now, those wily rascals at credit card companies make it pretty easy for us to pay our minimum payments. But are minimum payments good for us or good for them? Let's take the average American amount of credit card debt, $6,000, and the average APR, or interest, which is 22%. Now, if you pay that off at $200 a month, which is the general ballpark minimum payment, it's going to take more than 3.5 years and cost an extra $2,800 in interest payments. But if you ignore the minimums and pay it off at $400 a month, you'll pay your debt off 2 years faster and $1,800 cheaper. Minimum payments keep you in maximum debt. For more practical money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down in the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
I trust Tim Walz to blank.
One from Luke Mathers that says, Tim Walz seems like the neighbor who knew that you were going to be out of town that weekend, so he mowed your lawn while you were gone so you didn't have to do it when you got back.
Keith from Middleton.
I was just going to say, I trust Tim Walz to watch my 3- and 5-year-old grandchildren.
I trust Tim Walz to escort me home to get away from the creep at the bar.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
In the shadows of the past, a tale unfolds where religion ruled with an iron hold. Arts and theater are silenced and banned. No laughter echoed across the land. In the dark ages where the light was dim, no dancing feet, no joyous hymn. When faith held sway and freedom fell, we'd walk through history.
23 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Mike in Kirkwood, Missouri. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Okay, you know what I like to think right now? What's going through Trump's mind? Do I keep the money to get me out of jail, or do I spend it on the presidency and try to get out of jail?
Which money are you talking about?
Campaign money. He used all the other campaign money to get him out of jail before, didn't he?
Well, he's been spending that on lawyers like there's no tomorrow. I mean, he's been draining the RNC's coffers, and, you know, it's got a lot of Republicans very concerned.
But, well, that's why his daughter was involved in that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You can see what they were planning on doing. I thought they had an easy win, and they're going to have all this cash to play around with. And now all of a sudden, it's like now they got to spend it. Now they're freaking out.
Yeah. Well, you know, his daughter is now a billionaire. So, but you know, here's another question for you, Mike. Has Trump already bought an apartment in Caracas, in Venezuela?
I heard about that earlier.
Yeah, I mean, he told Elon Musk last night.
I can't say the extradition in Hungary, but apparently he can be extradited from Hungary.
Yeah, well, Hungary is, you know, part of the EU. That's a problem for him. But Venezuela, not so much. And that's why, I mean, obviously he's been thinking about this. Otherwise, he wouldn't have said to Elon Musk last night, if the election goes the wrong way, I'll be in Venezuela and you'll have to come visit me there. I mean, he just came right out and said it. And that should be the moment when they confiscate his plane and his passport, because this guy is a convicted felon, and he has now demonstrated, he has now proclaimed to the world that he's a flight risk. Mike, thanks for the call. I got to move along here. Thanks. Russ in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. Hey, Russ, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
So I've got a, you know, as far as the debate with Joe was, that how it went on, I think Joe was kind of flabbergasted. He was expecting Trump to answer the questions, and he never answered them. He just went off on all his lies, and I think Joe was waiting for the commentator to set him straight.
Yeah.
Now, with Kamala, I don't think they're going to have to worry about that, because she's going to set him straight, and then she's going to go on to the question.
Right.
And
she's going to be a one-person fact-checking brigade.
Oh, definitely. I can't wait. That's going to be a good time show.
Yeah.
But another thing, over the weekend, I heard that dozens of Republicans have switched and now they're backing Kamala.
Yeah, it's happening all over the country.
Yeah, I got a little acronym for them. They can call themselves the Rat Pack. Republicans against Trump, protecting America's Constitution together.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, RAT is Republicans against Trump. Protecting America, Rat Pack. I like it.
Pack.
I like it.
Yep.
I guarantee you, Trump is calling him rats. I mean, you know, Trump loves to use that mob boss language. He thinks of himself as a mob boss, according to Michael Cohen.
Right.
And
he's listening to Michelangelo yesterday. He said there is actual video or photos out there of J.D. Vance dressed in drag.
Yeah, it was at the top of Drudge yesterday.
Still his eyeliner.
Yeah, it was at the top of Drudge yesterday. In fact, let me take a look and see if it's still at the top of Drudge. No, it's not. Oh, yeah, no, he's that picture of Vance wearing eyeliner with a gold wig on is right now on drudgereport.com, so you can check it out. Russ, thanks a lot for the call. Good talking with you. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
By the way, Iran just came out and announced that Israel can forestall a retaliatory strike if they negotiate peace within Gaza right now. A ceasefire. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code Tom, T-H-O-M.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call
call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. Worshippers at Jerusalem's Western Wall prayed for Jewish unity and release of the hostages in Gaza. ITL Goldwyn.
We're here with thousands and thousands of Jews from around the world. One of the holiest days in the Jewish calendar, and we're starting our national prayer for their safe return and all of the hostages' safe return.
The FBI arrested Gokhan Gun, a civilian employee of the Defense Department, for copying and removing classified information.
He's working for the Air Force when he printed documents marked as top secret starting back in May, but as recently as the past couple of weeks, according to an 11-page complaint unsealed in a federal court.
CBS's Charlie Daggett. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz spoke to the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Union.
I happen to be the first union member on a presidential ticket since Ronald Reagan. But rest assured, I won't lose my way.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. One hiccup in Wisconsin on primary election day, the first vote under new legislative maps. Voters in the Douglas County town of Summit had the wrong assembly district on their ballots. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says there's nothing in state law about what happens next.
And so the county clerk, the municipal clerk, and the ballot canvassers, the chief inspectors, they're all going to have to work together in part of a public process to figure exactly what the best course of action is going to be here.
The mistake affects no more than about 700 votes. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance will campaign in Milwaukee Friday. Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris plans to rally in Milwaukee next Tuesday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Nick Cannon says he would love to get back together with his first and only wife, Mariah Carey, and he told E! News they belong together. The problem? He says she doesn't want him. The couple divorced in 2016 after 8 years of marriage. Cannon is the host of several shows, including The Masked Singer. But despite a crazy busy schedule, he still found time to sire most of the children born in America over the last two decades, including two with Carey. Fans of Colin Jost's Wiki Feet page will have to wait for some new material. The SNL cast member was covering the Olympic surfing competition when he cut his foot on a coral reef and developed a staph infection, which then became an ear infection. Injury aside, the news from Tahiti wasn't all bad for Jost. While recuperating, it was announced he will host the new Jeopardy spinoff, where foot injuries are few and far between. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, mostly clear skies, a little patchy fog. Temperatures dropping to the upper 50s. At daybreak, our winds will be light. We should see mostly sunny skies Wednesday, highs in the lower 80s. Showers, a few storms arriving for Wednesday night. Currently 62 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
If the critique, if the beef of Tim Walz is that he spent money on children, on what they needed, whether that be universal meals or whether that be, you know, record amounts for a state to invest in early childhood development, I am like, man, You are critiquing this guy and making him even more my hero.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, how to organize at the local level to ensure our schools are supported instead of being undermined by our local elected officials.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Love of bread, and bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's a premium, freeze-dried, raw dog food that dog whisperer Cesar Millan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Thomas, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
In the land of the free, something's gonna ride.
5 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Dan in Seaside, California. Hey, Dan, what's on your mind today?
Audio.
Welcome back. Dan in Seaside, California. Hey, Dan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Great to talk to you. I've been listening to you for about 20 years. I first discovered you on KRXA near Monterey.
Oh, yeah.
Al Ginsberg was the owner, and he had you come talk once in Carmel,
I
California.
Remember.
And yeah, you remember. Okay, I went to that, and it was great.
Oh, great.
I remember Breakfast with Bernie and all that. And Hal has moved away, and now that station is owned by some Catholic. It's a Spanish-speaking Catholic station now that chants prayers and stuff like that. But anyway, Hal and I are still in touch sometimes. We debate each other on Facebook. He's going to vote for Jill Stein, by the way. But anyway, that's
sad.
That's neither here nor there. So my big question was, I was really a big proponent of Kamala Harris picking Gretchen Whitmer as her running mate. And I just wonder what you think about that.
I think it would have been an interesting ticket. I think that we're at a point now where two women could win. I mean, keep in mind, Hillary Clinton got 3 million more votes than Donald Trump. She won that election. She just didn't get the Electoral College votes necessary to put her in the White House because, you know, we're still deferring to the slave owners from, you know, 1787. I like Gretchen Whitmer a lot. My two surviving brothers both live in Michigan, and I get back there from time to time, and I keep track of Michigan politics. And I don't know anybody who doesn't like Gretchen Whitmer. She's a rock star in Michigan, in the Midwest in general. She's a rock star.
And what I was hoping for was 8 years of Harris and then 8 more years of Whitmer to get us back on track. And I think that's about how long it's going to take to really get back on track.
Well, I wouldn't count it out. Tim Walz has said that he doesn't have any ambition to be president 8 years from now, and maybe even 4 years. I mean, keep in mind, Franklin Roosevelt changed vice presidents, I believe, every 4 years. I know he had Henry Wallace for a while.
You know,
he ended up with Harry Truman, but Wallace wasn't his first one. I forget who was his first one.
I don't remember either. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I heard you say that earlier, because I hadn't even thought of that he has no ambition to be president, and it kind of eased the pressure or something. I don't know, because I don't know if he's really presidential material.
I think
Whitmer is.
I think he'd make a great president, and I think he's proved that by the way that he's governed Minnesota. But if he doesn't have the desire to be president, he's not going to become president. I mean, you've got to have that burning desire. You've got to have that kind of ambition. I think Gretchen Whitmer definitely has
but
that. And so if Kamala
don't
Harris...
Don't you think...
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, don't you think he can develop that that desire?
He may well.
After 8 years in the White House.
He may well, even after 1 year. I mean, sometimes you get a taste of power, and it's like it's an intoxicant. So we'll see. We'll see.
And then he'll pick Whitmer.
Yeah.
He'll pick Whitmer then, maybe.
That would be interesting. Yeah, a Walz-Whitmer ticket would kick ass. That would be a great ticket. And you know, let's not get ahead of ourselves. We've got to make this election work.
No.
That means we all have to call three people. And we gotta make this work. Dan, I gotta move along, but thanks for the call and the reminiscence. Okay. I appreciate it. Morris in Long Beach, California. Hey, Morris, what's on your mind today?
Well, I just wanted to say this, Tom, that affirmative action, the Electoral College is affirmative action for the rich,
yep.
Number one. Number two, that $8 billion you was talking about that they're ready to spend on Donald Trump,
yep.
It may not get a chance to spend it on the brother if he's in prison. I have never known, I need you to answer this for me, have you ever known of anybody in American jurisprudence that was convicted of 34 felony accounts and walked?
I'm no student of that stuff, Morris. I'm guessing, since this is a white-collar crime, that there are probably a lot of people who were convicted of 34 felonies and you know, just got community service or something like that. My guess is, if I had to make a guess, would be that probably Judge Mershon will hit him with something like community service and allow him to defer it until after the election. I would be surprised if he gets jail time, although you and I both think he should get jail time.
Well, he is facing prison time. I want to ask you this, Tom. Does the United States have an extradition treaty with Venezuela?
No. That's why Trump last night said that if he loses the election, he's going to move to Venezuela. That's the top story on Drudge right now.
I think he recognizes the writing is on the wall. You know, he had a failed assassination attempt that didn't get him the news cycle again. He's got a hack story that's questionable. He's got frivolous lawsuits that are questionable against the Department of Justice and all that. He just can't seem to recapture the news cycle. Tom, the writing is on the wall.
I agree.
It's over. Trumpism is over. And you're stealing my thunder. When you were talking to Mike earlier, everything that you told Mike I was going to say, but you're on top of everything, Tom, just like me. But I just want to find out if anybody's ever been convicted of 34 felony accounts. And while I don't care if it's white collar or whatever it is, 34 times you've been busted and you get a pass. I can't see that, but, you know, I don't know everything.
Yeah,
but
maybe one of our lawyer listeners will call in and offer some examples. I just don't know. But Morris, you raise a really important point.
I know you got some lawyers listening.
Yeah, and maybe he's planning on going to Venezuela next week. I mean, you know, or in the next couple of weeks. Mershon is going to be, isn't it September 19th? Is that the day that Mershon is scheduled for?
That is correct.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So,
if I were Trump, I would leave before the sentencing.
Yeah, I think there's a chance he will. I think there's a very good chance he will. But we'll see. Morris, thanks for the call.
All right, Tom.
Always nice to hear from you. Richard in Hanover, New Hampshire. Hey, Richard, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I'm related to Hal Holbrook, the actor. We're from England originally. But I'm looking at the name here, Amala Harris. Harris is a Scottish name, the Isle of Harris, so off to Scotland. But what I want to mention was Trump in German means loud.
Oh, really?
Yep, loud. That's where you get the word trumpet.
Ah, interesting. You know, it originally had an F on the end, too.
Oh, sure. And the second item, my uncle who raised me after my mother died of a goiter before they put the iodine in the salt in 1935. I'm 93 now. Mm-hmm. Schuyler Holbrook. He worked at MIT for 40 years. He was the head of the machine, the engineering, chemical engineering shop, and he made the parts for the solar houses. MIT made 6 solar houses in the 30s and 40s.
Wow.
But I'm sure the fossil people bought everybody off, except my uncle.
Yeah, it's like that movie.
You might call MIT. They should have a good file on that.
Yeah. Fascinating stuff, Richard, and we should all do so well at 93 as you are. Thank you so much for the call.
Okay. So nice to hear you, Tom.
Thank you, Richard.
It's a nice to hear a Viking family that are enlightened.
There you go. Hey, thank you, Richard. Will in Pueblo, Colorado. Hey, Will, what's on your mind today? Will, your phone is breaking up terribly. I'm going to put you on hold. Will is on line 2, Mark, if you can check out, see what's going on with his phone. Let's see. Lisa in Converse, Texas. Hey, Lisa, what's up?
Hey, Tom. How are you?
I'm fine. What's on your mind? Hope you're well.
I am well. I'm glad you're over the COVID.
Yeah.
I I'm not sure if it was your show or one of the others here on Progressive, but a caller called in about a movie, or not a movie, a documentary about called Bad Faith.
Yeah, it's Bad Faith. It's available on Amazon Prime, and it's a mind-blowing movie. It's an hour and a half documentary.
It is. I saw that yesterday, but it's not just on Prime. You can get it on Tubi, YouTube, but of course Tubi's free.
Yeah, and
the rest of them were 99 cents to stream.
Yeah.
Well, it was showing it was not. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Well, it might be.
no, not really. I feel like I was in a hole. I mean, I knew Trump was crooked as hell and a psychopath, but I had no idea that it basically boils down to he's a puppet.
Yeah, yeah, of the religious right. You're absolutely right. He originally brought them in thinking, well, Reagan brought them in thinking that they would, you know, add to the Republican vote totals, which they did. And now they have largely taken over the GOP along with Trump. I mean, you've got a couple of different factions fighting for primacy in the Republican Party. You've got the religious freaks, and the anti-abortion crowd generally falls into that category. You've got the billionaires who just want their tax breaks, and you've got big corporations that don't want to be regulated, and then you've got the racists, the hard right racists, the neo-fascists, the Steve Bannon crowd. And the MAGA crowd, as it were, and the QAnon folks. It's going to be interesting to see after Trump is gone, assuming that he loses this election, how the Republican Party reinvents itself. I think it's going to be a hell of a struggle.
Yeah, I think so too. They're going to have to finally put an end to this Christian nationalism that's driving all that.
Yeah, no, it's
because, you know, it's not, the GOP is not the original GOP.
You're absolutely right. Completely
run by these people.
Yep, you're absolutely right. And this is the antithesis of what the founders of this republic wanted. Lisa, thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with your calls. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You exercise and watch what you eat, but then you get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, BERINE.com, code Tom, THOM.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
We're having a party!
And you're invited!
It's happening in the WFHR parking lot.
And it's Wednesday, August 14th from 12 to 6 p.m.
We're going to have food trucks and giveaways and face painting.
Balloon animals, WFHR merch, music requests, and much, much more.
We'll host the party, play your music requests, and all you need to do is show up.
On Wednesday, August 14th, noon to 6 p.m. in our parking lot.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short, and it has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to get past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for the whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use that promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. justthrivehealth.com, promo code Tom. Pick up your calls here and see if everything's working again. Kevin in Oxford, Michigan. Hey, Kevin, let's try it again. What's up?
Okay, hi, Tom.
Yeah, you're sounding fine now.
Yeah, I wanted to say, I know it's getting close again, but, you know, I was watching, I've been trying to watch every single rally that Kamala and Walz have been having, and I've just been super excited. But when Gretchen Whitmer spoke in Detroit, it was, I mean, it just, the crowd was so lit up. I literally had tears rolling out of my eyes, tears of joy.
Yeah.
And the energy she brought, and I know you just previously had a caller talking about Gretchen Whitmer, but she is such a wonderful person. And, you know, just, I encourage everybody to go back and look at, I realize she's going to speak at the DNC.
Yeah.
And the energy, the, you know, the hope, the joy that, you know, these people and these speakers, these great speakers, not just Gretchen, but hers was, I mean, I live in Michigan, so I just love her to death. I've been here for 60 years, and Michigan's never been better. It's just,
yeah.
Just,
no, I grew up there. I know.
From Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just super happy, but I would like everybody to listen to that speech, guys. It was just so, you know, enticing, to make you feel like, yes, okay, we are in this together, and we're going to win this, and we are going to, you know, I mean, and that was just kind of like a pep talk call, you know, for everybody, and you know, even though all the speakers are awesome, but just everything is, you know, I'm looking at a bright future at 60.
I agree.
You know, yeah, we can fix these problems that we have.
I agree, Kelly.
And,
I agree.
You know, and I thank you for everything that you do, and I love the songs that Luis writes. They're absolutely spot on, and, you know, there should be a radio station that just plays this stuff on and on, you know. For people like
yes.
us, you know.
Sometimes the music is a little cheesy, but yeah, she puts a lot of work into them. And I think it's so cool that there's now technology that allows people to be musicians who were not formally trained in music. I think it's just great. Kevin, I got to move along. Right. Thank you for the call, and thanks, you know, and spot on. I completely agree with you about Gretchen Whitmer. She's a rock star. John in San Francisco. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi. Hi, Tom. Yes, I'm wondering if Tom is... Took this get back into office, but in 2025 it's implemented. Can our top generals from a democratic coup, so to speak, you know, and get these people out of office so that they reestablish a democratic government here and stop these people from implementing a possible fascist takeover of our country?
Yeah, I'm not. No, I don't think the military is going to step in, but, you know, we'll see. Jim in Phoenix. Hey, Jim, what's up?
I would like to keep this short and sweet and tell you what I want to say about the Patriot Act.
Okay.
If we're going to talk about it, excuse me, I'm old, but let's just talk about losing our constitutional rights. We haven't brought that back in. Nobody's mentioning it. So everything that's being said don't matter. And you know what I know, that the Jewish people are the chosen people. So why don't we find out?
Yeah, I'm not going to go down that road. Arthur in Woodlands, Texas. Hey, Arthur, I got about 30 seconds here if you've got it.
Back when I was in high school, people that called people names and made fun of people were called bullies.
Yeah.
And
that's what Trump is.
We need to make sure that Trump is identified as a bully and ask the right-wing Republicans if they support bullies.
Yeah, brilliant. Brilliant. I got on, but spot on. I'm with you. And he is a bully. I mean, he's been a bully his whole entire life. It was a real problem when he was in school, in fact. Thanks so much for being with us today. Thanks for your calls. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It does require all of us, and that includes you. So make your 3 phone calls today. Get out there, get active, tag your it, and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I've got the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler, will be talking about the DNC and the implosion of the GOP. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly.